From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, October 20th. Just ahead, with more territory than some states, Illinois' 15th district covers a large section of southeast and south-central Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows spoke to some of the 15th district's residents as they prepare to elect a new representative. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is again defending his administration's handling of a deluge of unemployment claims as the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic drag on. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois has seen more than 7 months of elevated unemployment claims to the Illinois Department of Employment Security since COVID-19 hit in March. After decreasing this summer, unemployment claims are back up recently, with more than 46,000 Illinoisans filing for benefits the second week of October, the most recent report available. Pritzker says the agency, which has been under new leadership since August, has improved.
They put in many, many new software and hardware functions so that we can improve the callback system. We've reduced that callback time significantly, and we continue to work on it.
That's after months where only 1% of calls to the agency were answered, according to internal data. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Meanwhile, after more than 3 days of COVID-19 positivity rates above 8%, Governor Pritzker has ordered Southern Illinois back to Phase 3 of the state's COVID-19 reopening plan starting Thursday. The governor says this means more restrictions will be in place for Region 5.
Including the temporary closure of indoor dining and indoor bar service and a reduction of group gatherings to 25 people.
The governor says in the last week, positivity rates have increased in all of the state's 11 regions. Pritzker says he's very concerned because several of Illinois' neighboring states have seen double-digit testing positivity rates, with some as high as nearly 25%. A derecho windstorm in August knocked over corn stalks across much of Iowa and parts of Illinois. At the time, a big question was how much of those damaged fields would yield any crop at all. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports there are no clear answers as harvest wraps up.
3.6 million acres of corn in Iowa alone got slammed by winds up to 100 miles per hour. Some stalks fell almost flat to the ground. Many others remained standing with a pronounced tilt. Key cooperative agronomist Ben Hollingshead says some farmers terminated the crop to focus on preparing fields for next year, but many attempted to harvest some of their damaged corn.
Some of it, they might only got half of it picked up. Some of it, they did a little better. Was it a hybrid? Was it a technique? You know, they kind of got what they got. There's infinite number of variables.
He's telling farmers not to read too much into this year's data when planning for 2021. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
The University of Illinois Academic Senate has approved a revised spring schedule that would cancel spring break and delay the start of the semester by 1 week. The News Gazette reports that the Academic Senate voted 129-13 to approve the new calendar, which will move the start of the semester to January 25th. Spring break had been scheduled from March 13th through the 21st. The revised calendar includes 3 days off during the semester, but officials say those dates are all in the middle of the week to discourage travel for long weekends. Chancellor Robert Jones says the U of I plans to share the revised calendar campus-wide later today. Still to come, we'll meet voters and former candidates in Illinois' sprawling 15th congressional district. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has that story next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for the 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Newsroom's Tuesday focus on the election continues with a look at Illinois' 15th congressional district. With more territory than some states, the 15th district covers a large section of southeast and south-central Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows spoke to some of the 15th district's residents as they prepare to elect a new representative.
It's harvest time now for farmers in the 15th district, and I reached one farmer, Alan Chestnut, out in the field in his combine.
I farm down in Ridge Farm, Illinois area. We are mainly corn and soybean farmers and work with the boys. We have just a handful of pigs that we feed out each year.
Chestnut is active in the Vermilion County Farm Bureau, serving on their legislative committee. His main concerns are taxes and burdensome regulations, especially those proposed by lawmakers who don't understand farming. Chestnut says that's why having a representative in Congress with a farming background is his top priority.
It doesn't matter which party a lot of times. There's times that either party, the person with a farming background, can be a better suit for what farmers are going for. So the farming background, for me personally, is more important than party.
This year, the candidate with the farming background is Republican Mary Miller, running against Democrat Erica Weaver, a public defender from Mattoon. Agriculture is the 15th district's dominant business, but it's not all raising crops and livestock, according to farmer and Vermilion County Farm Bureau Board President Dennis Smith.
The seed industry, the fertilizer and crop protection products that are provided, the farm machinery, the tires on the farm machinery, the reaches of agriculture provide a lot of jobs in that respect.
The farmers interviewed for this story all spoke of the need for better infrastructure, from rural roads and bridges to the lock and dam system on Illinois' navigable rivers. Then there's internet access, which is improving but still spotty. Norma Lansing with the Effingham County Chamber of Commerce says that became evident as reliance on the internet increased during the COVID-19 outbreak.
During the shutdown in the spring, the chambers we just opened last fall, a shared workspace in our downtown area. And we actually had people who just live out in the country who were coming in paying monthly fees to access the shared workspace so they could have the internet access that they needed because they didn't have it at home.
COVID-19 is on everybody's minds, according to Shane Rogers, a teacher at Lakeland College in Mattoon and a Democratic precinct committee member. In canvassing his precinct in Mattoon, mostly online or by phone, Rogers says the coronavirus is the top concern among people, no matter their politics.
They're all frustrated in one way or the other. And some want to have their kids go back to school, get back to work, but others want to, wait and take a more tempered approach.
As a Democrat, Rogers is in the minority in the 15th District, which is ranked the most Republican district in Illinois by the Cook Political Report. The district's Republican Congressman, John Chimkis, who's retiring after 12 terms in office, says adhering to the district's largely conservative views is essential to winning an election.
But if someone wants to run as a Democrat in the 15th District and have a chance at defeating a Republican, they have to be pro-life. They have to support the Second Amendment.
Meanwhile, Kevin Gaither, Shimkus's last Democratic opponent in 2018, says the reason Democrats haven't won in the 15th district is because the party has largely given up trying to win there and in other rural areas.
These areas are prime for being taken back. It is just going to take a lot of time and a lot of resources. You can't just expect people to listen to you if you haven't shown up election after election. You have to be there, you have to listen to people, and you have to be consistent with your messaging.
After the 2020 election, the congressional district map will be redrawn. If new census figures show the same population declines as recent estimates, Illinois will lose at least one seat in Congress. New congressional districts will divide up the state in 2022, with new candidates competing to meet the problems and priorities of the old 15th district. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
For more on Illinois' 15th district, including interviews with its two congressional candidates, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally today, we could see some rain late in the day and this evening. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a high of 60 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Kevin Boucher, Amy Mayer, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.